Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now, Dan Neverth Jr., Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services at Erie County, talking about the thing we've all been talking about, Dan, fireworks. Now, I have to say, there is like a point where we're going like, am I crazy? Am I the only one hearing this? And then, you know, everyone says it, and we're not crazy, right? You are hearing more and more fireworks almost every night across Western New York.
I can tell you, my daughter lives in the city, and she has complained to me on several occasions about the amount of fireworks that are taking place in heavily residential areas, but also the lateness at which they're going. 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, there's fireworks going off. So, yes, it does seem to have become even more of a problem than it has been in the past, and keeping in mind they are illegal.
Yeah, and it's not just here, too. I mean, we've been hearing this all over the country. But do you understand the interest in it? I mean, this goes back to the beginning of the pandemic.
Well, I believe that there is a lot of pent-up energy, and people are just looking for different ways of expressing themselves. I also fully understand that people are getting extremely tired of being told what they can't do, people want to be able to figure out what they can do on their own. But you know, there are restrictions. There are laws. And there are consequences, especially to some of the fireworks that people are traveling just over the border to Pennsylvania to get, that include things not only with regards to, you know, possible disfigurement, possible death. You know, there's also ramifications for homeowners insurance and coverage in the event that you cause a fire or you cause some type of injury as a result of these illegal things. Your homeowner's insurance will not, in most cases, cover that because you are using an illegal device. So there's a steamroller effect that goes well beyond the ooh and ah of the fireworks that we're hearing and seeing throughout Western New York and throughout the country, quite frankly.
Would you happen to know, I mean, are we talking about these fireworks being the things you can buy in tents around here? Are they more the, you know, professional-ish grade that you have to go out of state to buy? What exactly are we hearing? Have you been able to discern that at all?
What you're hearing and what you're, if you're seeing anything up in the air, those are illegal. It's pretty clear what's legal in Western New York. They're referred to as the sparkling devices. They have to be ground-based, so they're the little fountain-type things that you can purchase at the area convenience stores or even some of these pop-up tents. Anything that's being sold here has to be obviously legal, but they're ground-based or handheld. So the sparklers, the traditional type things that we've had since we were of age to be able to do that. So those type of devices, sparkling devices, are legal. There are it was an opt-out law in New York State, so there are some counties, mostly in the New York City area, that have banned them outright. But they're, you know, like the little pop, the party poppers, sparklers, cone fountains, those are legal. But if you're hearing anything that goes boom, or you're seeing anything up in the air, those are illegal unless they are being set off by licensed professionals.
Yeah, basically airborne. You know, Dan, you're very close to local fire departments. I mean, these volunteers are always at the ready. What are they saying about all this, and what do they expect the 4th to be like?
Well, what we would expect, whether you're a paid professional or an unpaid professional on the volunteer side, what we would expect is to hopefully be able to just enjoy a nice, quiet 4th of July. But I think, unfortunately, there's that perfect storm of the parades have been canceled, the public fireworks displays have been canceled. It is an extremely long weekend. I mean, when you really think about it, I know for most government employees, their holiday technically is the 3rd, which leads us into the 4th, and then the 5th, and even the night before. So technically, we're looking at a very long weekend, anywhere from the 2nd through the 5th. And then you have the dry conditions. So we had heavy rain last weekend. We have had nothing. We will have no rain probably between now and the middle of next week of any significance. Things are drying out very, very quickly. So that becomes a concern as well. So volunteer firefighters or the professional firefighters would prefer just to have a nice, quiet holiday weekend and be prepared to respond. However, with the conditions and the current mood of a lot of people, I don't really anticipate, unfortunately, that that's going to happen. So we are concerned about it.
In your career, can you think of, you know, any time where something similar happened? I mean, we're talking months now that this has been going on almost every single night. Is this, I mean, the most firework-related, whether it's talk you've had or work you've had to do, that you've ever done in your career?
I would definitely say it is an ongoing, as you pointed out, a monthly type thing. Just to, by example, the sale of fireworks throughout the country, it's a $1 billion industry. And I would be wouldn't be surprised if that approaches $1.5 billion. It jumped up from $300 million in 2018 to $1 billion last year alone. So I would not be at all surprised if we see that surpassed. And it's been an ongoing. It's just a continuous. And it possibly is a result of people having a lot of extra time on their hand to take a drive over to Pennsylvania, looking to express themselves in different ways that they haven't been able to in the past. But very, very simply, unless you're a professional, those things are very dangerous. I mean, think of standing straight up a shotgun and pulling the trigger up into the air. Those things, the flimsiness of the fireworks that they mass produce, it's just incredible. And that could be shot hundreds of yards away at people that are maybe just gathered to watch. It can severely injure the people that are setting them off. And it can also impact your entire neighborhood if one of those things lands somewhere that it's not supposed to and sets off structure fires. So there's any number of different things. I think last year alone, they had over 1,900 related fires as a direct result of this. As a matter of fact, I think they had 1,900 structure fires as a direct result after investigations for fireworks. So there are consequences, and I think that's what we need to stress, that there are legal and then there are illegal. And more importantly, the person who's injured most often is not the person that's setting them off.
Yeah, consequences of injury, fire, and then being caught. Dan, thanks so much.
Well, my pleasure.
Dan Neverth Jr., the Commissioner of Emergency Services here in Erie County.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.